will need additional right-of-way, and the residents, I believe, are able to do that. They've talked to their neighbors, and they've come back in, and so they require a survey and getting some additional right-of-way. This basically is a through road, even though it hasn't been built totally through there. It's platted as a through road and connects to Hedge Path, and we'll show you that in a minute.
Well, do they not all access their homes from Hillside?
No.
No. There's homes that you
actually, can't. There's...
Thank you, guys.
There's three roads that come off of Smith Road. Hillside's one of them, which we maintain about half of it through there. This road, and then there's one below it. And the one below it had a surface put on it during a sewer project, the Ozark Beach sewer project. So, but the sewer project didn't follow up this hill. It runs off a hillside and in below this one in particular.
And how much right-of-way was it that...
They need, I believe this one was based at 30 feet platted, and we need additional 10 feet.
Well, you're not going to be able to go to the right there because of the power lines, so you're going to be able to go to the left.
Right. Finding out actually where the platted right-of-way sets will tell us a lot. Yes, they'll have to. They'll pay. We generally, if there's additional right-of-way, it's up to the homeowners to do the survey or pay for the survey cost description to get the necessary right-of-way.
And if I remember right, they had all the homeowners' signatures agreeing to them.
Yeah. And where you see right in front, you see some... there's some wood and pallet and a few other items. That's where the road currently stops. And you see a portion of it on the far end, that base rock you see up there, that is Hedge Path on that end where Box Elder connects into it. Now this lady currently where this driveway and that satellite dish you see, she currently parks on her neighbor over off of Smith, which is just to the left of the pickup. She walks to the woods to get to her house because she can't navigate that hill with her car to get up and down it. Okay, that should be about the end of that video. That stuff would all move and the road would continue on through. Go to the other section of Box Elder. Now this is looking at it from the other end. The portion of this is built, the sewer line runs down this section of it just before you get to the bottom of that draw, and then it goes to the left and goes on down. That draw is where the sewer line runs. This is kind of a ditch washed in. We're just almost to the left of the platted Box Elder. This driveway serves the other home off of Box Elder, which makes three homes. But he's actually addressed off of Hedge Path. I don't know why. The lot and everything is on Box Elder. Now this one would require culvert being put down there and a little bit of fill work being put in there, and then base rocking the entire length of road, ditching it after we get the necessary right-of-way. It should be the end of that one.
Are you saying a lot needs to happen before we really look seriously at bringing them in?
Homeowners have to be able to get the necessary right-of-way is the main thing.
And the surveys and all that stuff done?
Right. It'll require a survey and description. We'll help them with the grant of easement, but they'll have to get that part. Click on hedge path there. This is coming off Smith Road on the corner there and going down Hedge Path. And they petitioned this section of Hedge Path connecting to Box Elder.
I think what we see right there is when the sewer department went through there and replaced it.
Right. There is a line that runs down this section, then it turns and goes down a portion of Box Elder, and then goes on down the holler. And I believe this one will also require an additional 10 foot of right-of-way to make it a 40 foot easement. Now, the homeowner right there to the right, he owns that whole section of property from which joins Hedge Path on this section and also Box Elder pretty much the entire length.
He owns everything to the right.
He owns to the right, yes.
To the left is somebody else.
Correct.
Is there a dog in here somewhere?
There's a dog.
Huh?
I hear a dog somewhere. But the requirements for a road to be taken, it was two houses or three houses?
Three homes.
This one here, you say there's zero? So is there actually one?
Actually, it serves that home down there, but to keep from making a turnaround on Box Elder, they petitioned this section of Hedge Path to make it a through road, basically, because the two connect. And it would also serve two ways in and out of Box Elder.
They have the agreement for the right-of-ways. What would you recommend?
You said they do have an agreement for right-of-ways?
They've talked to all the homeowners, and they are willing to donate, give the right-of-way. They do know they'll have to do the survey work.
He said they came before one of the commissioners or all at the bridge a year ago was told to get the right-of-ways, and they had all of them but one, and then they got that one on the end. And it's because they lived out of state and couldn't get hold of them, but they could hold them. So then they'd be responsible for surveying them to?
Correct. paying for the survey, for getting the descriptions for a necessary right-of-way to make it a 40-foot easement on both Hedge Path and Box Elder.
Do we not normally have a road standard that they already have to be at before we bring them in? I know they already normally have the easement cleared and the road's essentially there. I'm just trying to think of history and what our guidelines are.
One of the couple of the criteria that we've been following for several years now is they have to be able to acquire the necessary right-of-way, the 40-foot, and have a turnaround. We won't take in a dead-end road unless they provide the turnaround also for means to acquire that.
I was thinking surface already kind of had to be there.
Partially, it'd be helpful, yes. Yeah, but I don't think these people have the means to finish the road through that hollow section of it, which most of it pretty much been cleared. It's got stuff in the middle of it. And then, of course, when the sewer went down, portion of it's got a big ditch. Part of that they ought to fill the ditch in. I don't know if that helped the washing. I don't think it was a total cause. I think lack of ditches and drainage on some of these roads where there's no maintenance on is partly to blame there, too. So.
But he said Hedge Path was in good shape until the sewer came and they did something wrong.
They didn't necessarily. When you dig a road up and put it back, but a road had no ditches previous to it either. So, and hard rains were coming off asphalt. When the ditch started, nobody jumped on it, got it fixed pretty quickly. It just got a little worse. So.
And the sewer department started to go look at that and fix it. They're going to wait to see if we're going to take it in.
Well, historically, we've never taken anything that looks like that in, unless I'm wrong.
Okay. We generally want to see the road pretty much established and being used all the way through, and we've seen some pretty primitive roads, as we had some petitioned in the past that were pretty bad. But yes, most of them were pretty much established in there.
And so these aren't really established. Portions of these are not established.
Now, the other option would be if they're willing to do a turnaround, we're taking a portion of Box Elder up, make a turnaround, maintain that end of it, but that would be another option with this one. So,
able to make a turnaround where?
That would be up to the homeowners if they'd be willing. They'd have to donate the right of way. There's no room to make it right now without necessary right of way or creating a turnaround at the top. So.
Do you want to talk with them and bring back options whenever you come back with the fissures and grist?
We can.
Or do you want to? What do you guys want to do?
I think they do need to be given options. There's several. I was trying to count in my head how many. Do you remember how many? There's several homeowners.
You got three. On Box Elder Lane?
On Box Elder, it would involve three residents that currently live on it, and the other gentleman does not access it, but he owns the property all along it, and he was also a player in it because he was willing to donate a lot of the right-of-way for it necessary.
So that's the one off Hedge Path?
That's the one on Hedge Path and Box Elder. He owns that whole several lots there all together, one lot. So.
And then the lady that never came out walks across.
That's the lady that walks home from this gentleman's house. That's how she can't get up the hill. That's the main thing. Her biggest problem. Now, we've watched the other gentleman that lives on there, and then there's a young guy that come in. He's pretty much been heading up trying to work on the survey and all that. But we did watch the other guy go in and out, but he had a four-wheel drive truck, so he could go up and down the hill pretty easily. So,
I guess we use the same money it's going to cost to buy her four-wheel drive truck. That was a joke. But essentially, that's what you're doing.
So, about what Mr. Williams said, if you meet with him and give him suggestions, options.
We can. Do you want to table till...
Move to table Box Elder Lane and Hedgepath Lane to an unspecified time.